Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Samach. The Mishnah at the end of the previous Daf said, Lishmo v'lishlo lishmo pasul. Somebody brings a Korban Pesach having Kavana first of Lishmo, and then Shalol Lishmo, it's pasul. So by Rav Papa, Rav Papa asks whether the Mishnah meant that the person had both Kavanos ba'avoda anchas during a single avoda of the Korban, and our Mishnah assumes like Rav Yossi that when a person makes two contradictory statements about an action, af b'gmar dvar avoda mitzvas, he's held accountable for both statements regardless of what already said them in. Therefore, over here, regardless of whether the Kavana Shalol Lishmo came first or last, it would ruin the Karban. Odilma v'shtei avodos. Maybe it's talking about having different kavanos for two different avodos, in which case, even Rav Meir, who normally follows the first of two contradictory expressions, can be the author of our Mishnah, because within a single avodah, the kavanah was purely shelo lishma. So the Gemara attempts four proofs. First, the line in the Mishnah about lishmo v'shelo lishmo must be talking about avoda achas, because if it were about shtei avodos, we already covered that case in the earlier part of the Mishnah, when we spoke about ha-pesach shachtu shelo lishmo v'kip aval v'zark shelo lishmo, which means he did one of the avodos shelo lishmo. The Gemara rejects this proof because both lines may be about shtei avodos, and the Seifa is different than the Reisha because it speaks about a guy doing one avoda having kavanah shelo lishmo about another avoda, and the Chiddush is that mechashen me'avoda l'avoda, a kavanah shelo lishmo about one avoda can ruin the karban even if it's thought while doing a different avoda. Second, the case of lishmo v'shelo lishmo or shelo lishmo v'lishmo must be about one avoda, because if they were about two avodos, once we learn that doing the first avoda lishmo and a second shelo lishmo would make a pasul, it should be obvious that when the first avoda is shelo lishmo and the second is lishmo, it would be pasul. The Gemara answers that is really talking about shtei avodos, and even though the case of lishmo v'shelo lishmo is unnecessary, the Mishnah teaches it once it already teaches the reverse case of lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Third, from the fact that the next Mishnah discusses the case of shchita for people who can't partake of the karban, which is clearly avoda achas, since each case only mentions one kavana, it must be that our Mishnah is also b'avoda achas. The Gemara rejects this proof because Hakadisa v'Hakadisa, our Mishnah could be speaking about shtei avodos, the next Mishnah about avodah achas, they don't have to be connected. Finally, the next part of the next Mishnah, which says it is kosher of dan, la'ochla v'shelo la'ochla, having in mind for both people who can and people who cannot eat it, must be talking about avodah achas, since we hold mixas ochl and lo pasla. Shechting for a group where even some of the people can eat it is good enough. If this part discusses avodah achas, our Mishnah must also refer to avodah achas. And again, the Gemara rejects the proof, because Hakadisa v'Hakadisa, our Mishnah could be speaking about shtei avodos, next Mishnah about avodah achas, they don't have to be connected. If a Korban Pesach shechted throughout the rest of the year, aside from Erev Pesach, lishmo, for the sake of a Korban Pesach, it's pasul. If, however, it's shechted shelo lishmo, for the sake of a Korban Shlamim, it's kasher. So the Gemara asks, Ibayilu, Pesach shechted b'shari mas shana lishmo v'shelo lishmo mahu. If a person shechts Korban Pesach during the rest of the year, not on Erev Pesach, with mixed intentions, does the shelo lishma intention for Korban Shlamim make this a kasher Korban? So Rav Dimi tries to prove that it should be possible, because if mixed kavanos ruin the Pesach on Erev Pesach, they should also ruin it the rest of the year. Rabbi Yirmi rejected this proof because the psul of shelo lishma on Erev Pesach is noig b'kol zvachim, a well-established psul by all kavanos, and therefore strong enough to overpower a proper kavana. However, the psul of lishmo that we have by Korban Pesach during the year is totally unique, because there are no other kavanos where lishmo is a problem, and therefore not strong enough to overpower the acceptable kavana shelo lishmo. Instead, Rav proved that it's kasher because stamal lishmo kai. We normally assume the carbon is being brought lishma, and still when a person shaks the shelo lishmo throughout the year, we ignore the stamal lishma and say that the carbon is kosher. Here too, we should ignore the explicit kavana lishma in favor of the kavana shelo lishma. So Rav Barava rejects this raya because maybe when a person has explicit kavan lishma, it's stronger than the assumption of stam lishma. In fact, we should generally assume a carbon is shech l'liochlev for people who can eat it. Yet, although it would be kosher when there is explicit kavana for ochlev and lo liochlev, if the explicit kavana is only shelo liochlev, it's possible. This clearly shows that implied kavana is not quite as strong as explicit kavana. Rav would respond that implied kavana is every bit as strong as explicit kavana, but there is no implied kavana to shech liochlev, since people withdraw their association with kavanos all the time.